This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Why is it that the average person seeks out the advice of what feels like a million people before consulting himself? Knocking, looking, hoping. Is he looking for answers? Or looking for permission to be who he already knows he is? Is he looking for insight or just validation that his reflection is in fact okay? See, I think we all deep down know who we are, know what drives us. And even if we don't know exactly what the destination looks like, our hearts know the direction best suited to begin the pursuit. So how is it so easy to forget? Why do we get our antennas crossed? See, when life becomes about meeting requirements and fulfilling obligations, checking off boxes and checking in on time, we forget the basics. We forget to live for ourselves. As if our job is to play a part, not direct the movie. And playing a part is living up to expectations. Directing the movie, well, that's creating your own expectations. This world, your world, it belongs to you. It's a world with both unimaginable happiness, bliss, moments of ecstasy, and the occasional suffering, chaos that we have to navigate through. But I think all of it comes down to whether you trust yourself to live it for yourself. To remove the shackles, take the training wheels off, stop asking permission, and do what you've always known was the right thing. That part never changed. It just had to wait amidst all your looking for external direction for you to pause and find the internal courage. Freedom is not a life without chaos. It's trusting yourself to determine which dragons you will slay. It's not a life without battles, but fighting those battles that result in your liberation, dismissing the oppressors that build fences in your mind and chains around your soul. I've thought a lot about the idea of a life well lived, what it means, how it feels, and it seems to me it's about intentionality. Where are you going? It's not that you can escape suffering or eliminate fear. It's not that you'll avoid getting lost along the way, but it's the why. Why we endure these things makes all the difference. Is it for a better tomorrow or simply to get through today? And it's amazing, accidentally stumbling upon that which scares you and intentionally facing that which scares you are so different that their occurrences trigger completely different neural networks in the brain. See, overcoming fear is ingrained in us. We want to grow. We want to evolve. We need more. The question is whether you will step out of the line that someone else...
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Made for you. And live a life that is your own. And if it's crazy, great. Let it be crazy. If it's unique, perfect. Stand out. And if it scares you, my God, if it scares you, don't turn back. Don't you dare turn back. Give yourself the most important permission one can give, the permission to follow your intuition and your curiosity into tomorrow. Let the stakes be higher, but the rewards be meaningful. Let the chaos be your own to tame and to master. Every twist, every turn becomes not only a part of you, but a chapter in the story of your becoming. And as the seed you've held in your hand for so long finally meets the earth and grows so high that it connects you to the heavens, remember that this is your life. It's your obligation to live it fully.
At the intersection of what is and what can be, our stories are written. It's where decisions are made and lives are ultimately defined. In which way you go when staring at this fork in the road can mean everything. Maybe you go left. Take the easy path, minimal upside, minimal downside, proven and tangible. It gives immediate identity, but also brings with it some degree of regret. Not because you won't like who you are, but because you'll never know what you could have been. Maybe you can't live with that. Maybe you go right. Let's say you roll the dice, dream chaser, eyes fixated on the horizon, moving toward it, soon to realize that the world you live in will bring you to your knees faster than you can blink. That uncertainty hurts, that effort without immediate validation is pain, and that the road less traveled is less traveled because of the difficulty associated with it. And now you have a very important question to ask yourself. Do you have what it takes? Can you see the big picture when the sky appears to be falling down around you? When all it takes is to backpedal and be comfortable again, to take the other road, to return to what you knew, can you still move forward? See, it's a funny thing when you're in pain, it becomes very easy to forget why you began. The pragmatic human brain sees discomfort as a problem and it wants it gone immediately. People don't give up because they're cowards. They don't quit because they don't have what it takes. They give up because they can no longer see the big picture. They forgot why they started. When all you see is directly in front of you, you lose the ability to see your finish line. When you're at a crossroad, you have to know this. If you take the hard road, you are betting on the future at the expense of the present. Dreams are a sacrifice. They're not some fluffy concept invented to prop you up after a hard day. Sure, they're the top of the mountain, but they're also the bottom. They're the dirt, the rocks, the scratching, the clawing. They're what people don't see. The chapters that are not read aloud. And when you're in it, when you are truly in it, uncertainty needs to be embraced like it's the wind to your sails. You signed that dotted line for a reason, because you can see past the immediate, the now. Because to get to the top, you start at the ground floor and you elevate past every single level that stands between you and your dream. Now will not intimidate or discourage because you are bigger than right now. You are the pages unwritten. And you did what so few people are willing to do. You didn't look at the pen, you picked it up. Now write. Write a story for the ages.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.